Writer Jeanette Winterson is most famous for her memoir, Oranges Are Not the Only Fruit. Born in Manchester, England, and adopted by Pentecostal parents, who brought her up in the nearby mill town of Accrington, as a northern working-class girl, she was not encouraged to be clever. Jeanette left home at 16 after falling in love with another girl. While she took her A-levels, she lived in various places, supporting herself by evening and weekend work. In a year off to earn money, she worked as a domestic in a lunatic asylum. Jeanette has won various awards around the world for her fiction and adaptations, including the Whitbread Prize UK and the Prix d'Argent Cannes Film Festival. She currently lives in England, but is experimenting with a part move to Paris because she can't resist the French. Visit www.jeanettewinterson.com to hear excerpts from all of Jeanette's books. And listen to Jeanette speak about life, literature, and language in this extract from an interview with the BBC's Michael Barclay.
Language fascinates me, its exuberance, its richness. In the English language is an old language and a beautiful language. And I found that whatever I wanted to express in it, the words were there if I could find them. So it was freeing, it was a liberating place. And growing up in a two-up, two-down in Accrington, without any culture, and my father, who can only read when he runs his finger along the line, language, books themselves became flying carpets. They took me out of a series of circumstances which were confining and into a world that I could imagine and then later inhabit. I can't see the point of going through life in a passive, semi-sleeping state. And this is the one life we've got, and it's not very long. So you have to grab it by the scruff of the neck and have everything, just shake it for all it's worth. And obviously it's best with new experiences, whether it's music or visual arts, to learn something about it because that enhances your enjoyment. But it's necessary to simply to give yourself over to it and not ask why.